Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Go.
Five.
Four.
Three.
Two.
One. Hey.
How are you?
You're good. You're good. God, I just lit my butterscotch candle, which makes my room smell like a Werther's original. Today is my day off practicing the thing that I'm practicing for, so I'm feeling quite zen.
As soon as we started this podcast, my internet said that it's unstable and you've frozen and you haven't come back to me, but I can hear you. But you're kind of looking very coquettish. Is that the term?
Coquettish, I think, maybe even a ruder version of that word.
Do you feel like I'm in Melbourne, obviously. Do you feel like that for the fans?
I feel like you're in Melbourne.
Do you feel like the closer that you sit to the router, the better the internet gets?
I think that's the theory. Oh, now.
Oh, hello. Okay, you're back to me now.
Well, you absolutely have frozen for me. You're bad for me. You're really... Oh, no. Actually, really good. Super high definition. Your skin looks amazing.
Oh, my God. Really?
And okay, this has been great.
An amazing beginning to this.
Well, it's been an amazing beginning for me because I am getting... a full tour of your Airbnb, which I've barely got it. So we're looking all around. I can see the stairs. I can see the blackboard on the wall, maybe.
Yes, I think it's like a blackboard-ish paint. But I remember when that was really in.
That was really trendy, especially on the paint your fridge as a blackboard.
I cannot wait to cue theme song and then just like come on like a fresh page. Oops. Come all over a book.
Come on a fresh tissue.
And to start on a fresh page of this podcast that's not with unstable internet. So cue theme song.
I'm sorry, Mom. It's not a phase.
And welcome along to this week's episode of The Male Gaze. And now, look, we must warn you, I am recording this off my iPhone because I went to Melbourne without my mic, which was so stupid. And I'm beating myself up every day about it. Last week's episode, I used Guy Montgomery's podcast gear, but he's gone for a lovely walk and I don't know how to use
it. You don't know how to use it. I feel like this is a historic moment that I'm talking to you at a moment where you are not with Guy Montgomery, because based on your Instagram, you have been with him 24/7, I guess 23/7, because you leave each other to do your shows, maybe.
It's the most intense relationship I've had with a straight guy, I reckon, in a really long time. I guess Lance and myself on Treasure Island, and now Guy Montgomery and me in Melbourne. I guess, you know, you can be friends with straight people.
I'm going through it at the same time as well. I'm training every day for 4 or 5 hours with a dance partner.
Listen,
who is a straight man.
We cannot intro it that way. Like, we just cannot. So
well,
can
I just
we
bring it up like casually? Like,
everyone knows by now.
The posts are out. The ads are out.
Let me stop you for 1 second and make some space for me to pour out my love and support and joy and like wonder and just like, oh my God, Eli Mathewson, Dancing with the Stars 2022. I mean, if you haven't seen the Instagram post already, you simply must go and like it. The individual shot is fantastic. He's dancing in the rain. I've got questions about that.
Yeah,
but more than that, the image with him and his dance partner, Johnny, who I honestly think is the best dancer of the
bunch. You're right. You're right about
that. I think you've lucked out. I'm so sorry. And he always turns it out. He always turns it out with his stars.
Mm-hmm.
He and you posing together. It's an instant camp classic. Fucking take down my portrait of Te Papa, and put up Eli and Johnny. We've got a new instant camp classic.
And we've got to shout out Sasha Young, who hooked me up with that pink top, which Manu Vatavai actually did wear in the previous season. But they took it in from me for the promo shot.
And do you remember those articles? It was just like, oh, yeah, Manu Vatavai in that like pink top, like breaking down gender norms.
Wow.
It's like that pink top hadn't even started to see the beginning of gender norms.
Oh my gosh, the journey that pink top's been on now, which by the way, that pink top is sewn to a pair of underwear that you have to wear so that it kind of is just tight enough to make my belly look big in the photo.
You look fantastic. And don't.
Thank you.
Don't begin that. Don't.
No,
don't
no,
even.
No, I'm sorry.
Don't even flirt that. This moment is just incredible. And you need to revel in every moment of it. You look fucking fantastic. The promo, you look amazing. I want to know. Okay, so you're a weekend formally.
Formally a weekend. Yeah. But we did some extra sessions before because we kind of knew I'm the last person to be like cast in the show. So we, in some ways, are behind other people, but we got a little ahead by just kind of meeting up early. It's going great. I'm juggling a lot of different routines in my head. I'm drilling them every moment I can. And sometimes I practice in the lounge and then Sam or my flatmates try and ask me questions about normal life. And I'm like, and I get very short because I'm really focusing on my people work.
I just love when you're tired and exhausted, how little you've got to give.
It's like, so funny.
And the fact that we've scheduled this podcast then is just incredible.
It is unreal. Every day I go to every day it hits about 7:30 p.m. and unfortunately I am like done.
Eli, you can't even like begin to give yourself over to like personal life at the moment. Like you have enough energy for Sam and then like that is it. Like because you are operating on a level no human need. Like you're a star, like you know, Ariana, Beyonce,
on that star level, Rihanna, Olivia Rodrigo. I'm on that kind of.
You know,
level, yeah.
You have as many hours in the day as you know Beyonce, and in many ways, I would say you're probably using your time better than her.
Oh, apparently, her seventh album's on the way, so I reckon she might be quite busy. But I am pretty busy. I am learning a brand new skill and it is taking up almost 80% of my brain space.
Can you like, okay, what's it like dancing with him? I mean, in so many ways it would feel normal, but then it's like kind of crazy because I feel like if you were dancing with a woman, it would be like such a disconnect in terms of like, you're just playing the role. We're so used to this kind of thing of like male, female partners and like our whole drama school experience was that like, you know, doing plays and pretending to be like in love with someone. But this is like what every kind of heterosexual pairing would kind of feel, which is this kind of like that it feels more normative to you now because it's like you're dancing with a male partner, right?
Yeah.
But it's so weird because it's like, it's not your partner. I always find that so crazy. Not that to be like, are you going to sleep with him? That's not what I'm inquiring here, but it's more like, does it feel more normal to be doing ballroom with a male dance partner?
I think for me, yeah, it feels more like right in terms of, so the buy-in for me in terms of, I guess, the story you're telling with each dance, I'm like, I get it and I can see it more than I reckon I probably have done in the past at drama school, like learning dance routines with a woman and doing those like traditional roles. But obviously different for him, he's straight and married and his wife is also on the show, but that's kind of the reason that he did it is because he wants to do something different. He's done the show every season except for one, so he wanted to do something new this time. And it's fun watching him work because obviously there's the like traditional leader follower is kind of out the window, so just like throughout our routines we're swapping and shifting who's leading them. But I mean, the idea that I'm leading in any way is wild, because I am just like fully taking hints by whatever he's doing to remember every single thing that is all very fresh to me.
When's your first live show?
I'm not allowed to say, Chris. But
oh, is it not announced yet?
Nah, I think they only announce it soon. But fear not, it's like very, very soon. So I've only got a few more weeks of training. I just want to tell everyone like what I'm dancing to and what dances I'm doing, because it's all fun. But I also want it to be a secret fun surprise.
Oh, that's
very fun. And like we've kind of like worked on what we're going to wear for episode one and episode two. And like one is really like Johnny's chosen, and I love what he's chosen. And then one is like one that I've chosen is definitely more gay. But we're getting, because his wife Christy, her mum is like a seamstress, so she is constructing the outfits for us.
And you sending her references of like, this is Tommy from Finland. This is the reference we're going for.
Yeah, oh, I'm getting the set designed to build a glory hole for us to do our number two.
And when I first heard the news that you were doing the show, because a little, you know, peek behind the star curtain. Sometimes
we talk.
Sometimes we talk.
Yeah.
And sometimes that conversation isn't actually recorded for you guys.
Mm.
When you told me that you were doing this, I begged Eli, and I would say that we could still swing this to make this happen, to do the Paso Doble, which is the famous, you know, like bull person, like with the red cape dance.
Mm-hmm.
But I want it to be like a pup, like a doggy and a man, like, and I want it in like leather, and I want Eli with like a little tail and a little dog mask. And I think we can make this happen.
The thing is, I think, you know, this is going to be such a moment for like, I feel kind of embarrassed that it's me that's doing it, but also like stoked that I'm going to be in the first same-sex pairing. And I think, you know, this is going to be an important thing for people to see. I do think if we did the pup idea that you have had, we would go home and it would be bad for the gay community in general.
I don't know.
I think we'd go home the kind of right away.
That's the kind of representation I am after.
I'm just thinking about us, because you know the bottom two have to do their dance again. I'm thinking about that being announced, and then us getting to do it, and me pulling my pup head on once again.
Who let the dogs out? When the party was nice, the party was bumping.
Hey, yo.
Oh my god!
But yeah, I'm having a lot of fun, and it's really just like, I think because I got so, last year I really just like did lots of writing, and I was still doing that up to like a few weeks ago, working on so many writing projects, which is awesome, and I'm stoked to have that work. But I feel like not to talk about the secret, but this year I was like, I just want to be a performer this year. I really want to focus on that. And then this like kept, like, I feel like I said that, and then like 2 weeks later this came through, so I feel very blessed.
I am just like so happy to see the star that you are, like being able to shine in its full capacity, you know. It's like, and I saw you, it's so funny, like watching your best friend like working away and like doing a really great job and like, you know, making good money and being really happy, but you're like, I know that they're capable of more and like capable of like holding that space in the spotlight, and then just kind of to see it happen, and to see it happen in the way that it's happening, I'm just like, oh, could not be happier for you.
Can you believe I've definitely thought about us starting this podcast in 2016, writing for John and Ben, both of us not really on TV yet, like just kind of like hanging out, and then years later, within 6 months of each other, in the two biggest reality shows that we have in the country. Craziness.
So good. It's so great. So what's your like strategy? Like, because you have to get people to vote, you know? And so I would say now, listeners of the Male Gaze, you know, we make this for free.
We do.
There's no money here. I mean, we do it for our love, but we do it as well because we love creating the podcast for you as well. We're asking you, we're employing you right now. When this show airs, full support, full undying support for our boys.
Imagine if we had a Patreon. Imagine if we were not so lazy that we could not get a Patreon.
And, and that Patreon money was actually going to Outline, you know, mm-hmm. a very important charity, then it's like, it's a no-brainer.
It's a no-brainer. And I'm so stoked to be supporting Outline. One of the reasons I did was because, A, I've got friends that work there and they're like, we really need the money. And B, I just think it's a great service. 6 to 9 p.m., you can call them up. They help people of all ages. And I was thinking about, like, why that's so important. And I reckon that one of the reasons I'm fully, like, playing with a lighter while I do this podcast, which is manic behavior. But one of the reasons that I feel like I didn't come out until I was, like, 21 is because I didn't have a, like, judgment-free person to talk to like, if, because as soon as you voice the idea that, like, you think you might be gay, that's, like, such a scary thing to say for the first time, especially because you feel like everyone you know, no matter how supportive and how good of friends they are, it's not going to be judgment-free. So I think, like, the service that offers you to call up, and you can be any age, which for me is also important because my dad came out in his 60s. So I'm like, you know, that's something that is happening to people at all walks of life, and that is why I'm throwing my support behind Outline, and this is kind of me rehearsing for the VT package. We'll do about that.
Truly, like, so good to leave, just to see you just give it off and perform it. And I also can't wait for you to talk about it when you're absolute. Like, my favorite thing about Dancing with the Stars is, like, when they're so puffed,
yeah,
and then they have to walk over and they'll be like, "How was that?" And they're like, "No, we're really happy with that. I mean, obviously, we were really, really hard. And we're just so excited to be able to come out here and perform it. And yeah, just, yeah, it's just, like, so, so stoked." And I'm like, that is my, I cannot wait to see you do that.
Yeah. And I will be puffed. The idea, yeah. Watching people attempt to kind of keep the charisma going.
You got to practice. You got to practice after you rehearse.
Yeah, that's Johnny true. We should do a little post-match interview together.
After your rehearsals.
He'll be into that. I'll be like, let's do a post, because he loves UFC. I'll be like, should we just pretend it's UFC and we'll just kind of, like, talk about it after the match?
Oh my God, you're going to spend so much time with this dude.
Yeah, I already have. It's so good, though. I do really enjoy it. And the just dance schools are crazy, because his, like, students will just come and just, like, plonk themselves in the room and just watch for an hour.
I'm so happy that you're part of, like, dance culture now. And I also fondly remember the story of you dancing on that stage and your sister's dance teacher being like, you have what it takes to go all the way. Wasn't mm-hmm. that how the story went?
Yes. She was like, you need to come to ballet class. Southern Ballet. When I was about 5 or 6 years old, and then I did it for approximately a year, and then I ditched it. But then years later, she asked me to come back when I was a teenager. So what could have been? Yes. I put it on my close friend's story. Actually, my mortgage broker emailed me a bunch of tips, because I think she does ballroom dancing with her husband. She's a family friend. So she just sent me, like, a bunch of tips about stretching and stuff. So
you gotta stretch, otherwise you'll injure yourself.
Yeah, I know. But I get confused. You mean to stretch after, right? But then some people are like, you got to stretch before. But I thought stretching before was bad. Stretch all day.
Just stretch.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm sure Johnny will know.
Yeah, he will. What are your dancing tips beyond stretching? Do you have any, like, because you are definitely more dance experience than I.
I just said, well, I did ballet for, like, years growing up. I was a ballet boy, which I feel like is so part of my, like, it's such a, like, deep part of my identity that I, like, really hold quite, like, close to me. Is like, and whenever I see, like, a ballet boy, I'm like, I know what that's like, you know, because you're the only kid in a school of girls.
Yeah.
And you're always weirdly playing the prince, and you're always probably in the closet. Face. That's what I was going to say. That's my advice.
Yeah. That's one thing that I'm like, because we have a fun one that we're working on and a kind of sexy one that we're working on, but then we have kind of like a serious one. And so I'm really trying to go, like, what am I doing with my face in this one?
But ballroom's so cuckoo cachoo, eh? Like, because there's all these different rules for ballroom in terms of, like, the gaze and, like, posture and technique. And that's really different. Like, I think a ballroom posture is very different to, like, a ballet posture.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah.
You gotta arch your backs and stuff, right?
Yeah. I'm finding it very hard to kind of tilt my head the right way without just, like, donking my head to the side. Like, he'll be like, tilt your head, and I'm like, poof. So it's like this weird extension of the head, which is like a light curve. So like the top of your spine is hitting the...
You're going to go on such an emotional journey, and I cannot wait for you to cry on reality TV.
Of course. I can't wait to cry. I can't wait.
And as someone who has cried, honestly, so much on reality TV. You've
really done run the gamut of tears.
I would say just lean into them. People love the tears, you know? Mm. Like you just gotta be so like real about it. And also people get so judgmental with Dancing with the Stars in terms of like they watch one episode and they immediately think that they're a ballroom dancer.
100% that's gonna happen again. Yeah.
And it's like you're a comedian. You gotta remember that.
That is, you know, so true.
Now, I remember when Nadia Lim was like, I'm a chef who's doing ballroom dance.
Yeah, you're so right. And I've been watching, I mean, one of the things that makes it a little daunting is that I do live with Laura Daniel. And she, when she was on the show, went so hard and went so above and beyond. So sometimes I have been watching some other people who've done the show who have even won the show and been like, oh, not everyone had to be at the level that Laura like reached, but I still am aiming for it.
You should aim for it. And also you're in such safe hands. I think Johnny's the best. Mm. And I think I honestly get starstruck when I see Dancing with the Stars dancers.
Yeah. Like, when Johnny and Chris are in the same room, I lose it.
Yeah. It's like this famous alum.
Yeah. Famous alum.
Oh, alum.
What was I just about to say? Oh, God. Oh, here's where I'm like stoked to have Johnny as well. He's made the final countless times, almost like maybe most of the time, or at least half the time he's done it, but he ain't ever won. So he got he's got the drive. You know?
Yeah, yeah. Got to have that hunger. Mm. He will want that glitter ball trophy.
Yeah, don't we all? Don't we all?
We all want that glitter ball trophy. Oh, so do you get to keep the glitter ball trophy?
I would presume if you win, surely.
I'm just honestly looking at the back of your Zoom shot and I can see your gumboot there. And I'm like, how iconic to have a gumboot and a glitter ball trophy.
It would be really great, wouldn't it? Oh my God.
I'm gutted I didn't get a trophy for Treasure Island. They should have given me like, you know, I mean, I got to win money for charity, but like, I want like a stick in a thing or, you know.
What would you get as a trophy?
Like the golden spade.
That's good because you dig the chest out.
Yeah.
That's really good. It would be cute if you had a miniature version of one of the challenges.
A miniature version? I don't know what that would look like. Like a mini slingshot?
Well, yeah, you know, like the puzzle where you had to spin the letters to make the word. If you had that, like a miniature version, just to remember that traumatic moment.
Oh, my gosh. How else is your life? How's your personal life?
Good. My personal life's good. Yes, still with my boyfriend, still.
When do you move into your house?
We move in. We've just had a meeting with a bank consolidating a loan and we're going in next week to sort that all out. It's honestly two and a bit weeks away. It's 2 weeks, 2 days. Do we know that?
So good.
It
could be like a Dancing with the Stars thing of being like, well, today I've been learning ballroom and now Johnny is going to help me move house.
Oh, well, I tell you what we're doing. I don't know if I should spoil. Well, we're going to do Women's Day and Women's Day want to shoot at the house, but they will also want to shoot before we move in. So we might have to talk to the people selling us the house and be like, hey, can we take some photos in front of the house?
Oh my God, is Women's Day doing a spread with you and Sam?
Mm-hmm. Can you believe it? Can you believe it? I can't wait.
I mean, I absolutely can believe it.
Yeah. Yeah. It fully checks out. It fully makes sense for this
actually,
moment.
Actually, you know, that's just sort of what happens when you do these shows.
You do that kind of stars.
Women's Day, kind of the media partner, and then they're like, they have to kind of put you in the magazine. Like, it's sort of the rules. Yeah.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need.
Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
I also did what? So I did an interview with Tova O'Brien yesterday, and then this Sunday, and this is iconic. I'm doing a show on Today FM with Mel Homer, who used to host a cafe. She was also the host of The Mix, which was my favorite radio station for quite a while when it was on. We are going to the QT Hotel, and we're going to eat brunch while she interviews me, and I get a free brunch out of it. It's honestly a morning radio show where she is just eating with the guests.
On the radio.
Yeah, so you just get to hear people's sloppy eggs mouths.
So stupid. What the hell? How did she wrangle that? That's amazing.
I don't know, Chris, but as an employee of MediaWorks, I support it entirely, and I can't wait for my brunch.
And she does that every day? That's every, too much brunch?
Every Sunday. That's,
I was about to say, that's just too much brunch for her.
Yeah, no. She would just be sick of avocados come Thursday. She'd be like, screw it, I'm getting the pancakes just for the variety.
So I guess our fact of the gay is that you are in the first same-sex couple of on Dancing with the Stars.
Fact of the gay.
Yes, not the first in the world, as a lot of people love to unpack in the comment sections of the articles, but the first in New Zealand.
Oh my God, that is so boring.
I know.
Are people just positive about it, or they're like, it doesn't even matter. Stop spreading this agenda.
That's actually what makes it so, that's the most cursed thing for me, is the people that are like, why is this news? And I'm like, what do you mean? Of course it's news.
Yes.
Do you know, the government just voted to ban conversion therapy weeks ago. Like, of course it's important.
Why is this news is so annoying? It's like I don't know what the equivalent of it is, but it's like, I guess it's not news to you, but it's actually news to someone. And because it's not news, not everything has to be news for you. It's like, if someone was like, there's a new Halo out, you might be like, that's cool for me. I'm not going to go out and be like, why is this news?
Yes, exactly. Also, if you watch the 6 p.m. news, 20 minutes of the 6 p.m. news is sports results for sports that most people watching the news don't watch.
Yes, that's the news.
Yeah.
I hate, why is this news? It drives me crazy.
Yeah.
It's like takes one to know one. Like, it's just so juvenile.
I almost am more at peace with people who are just like flat out homophobic more than people who are like, well, it's normal, so get over it, so stop talking about it. You know, like, we sorted it out, so it's fine. But I'm like, when I was a kid, and that was, I'm not that old, you know, the idea of seeing two men on Dancing with the Stars was like a crazy thing. And now it's happening. And so can I just have my news article, please?
Give him his news article. Yes, this is news. Oh God, that's so boring. But also inevitable, like just inevitable.
Can I say, oh yeah, you go.
No, I've got nothing to say.
Well, I actually, even though that was going to be the fact of the gay, I did also look up another fact of the gay.
Save it.
Okay. Yeah, I will.
You will. Do we have a queen of the week?
Queen of the week.
Johnny.
The biggest. Johnny and Guy Montgomery.
Wow, our two straight boyfriends.
Friends. Yeah. Honestly, the funniest thing happened. So Guy and I went to a show last night in Melbourne because it was our night off. So we it was over in the Arts Centre. So we kind of walked over the bridge and we went to go see the show. It was really nice. We're walking back. It's like nighttime. The lights are there. It's so, so like beautiful. And I just had a guy, we're walking past the bridge. And I'm like, oh, hang there. I'll get a photo of you. And he was so confused. And I just burst out laughing because I was like, this is behavior that I do with like Michael.
Yeah.
And there was like not a drip of irony in me trying to get a nice photo of Guy, my mate, like standing in Melbourne. And I was so embarrassed that I was like, oh my God, we've spent so much time together. I'm now just trying to get like nice photos of him in like with the view in Melbourne.
No, that's and so nice though.
We took the photo and his eyes are closed.
But you aren't traveling together. I think if you're traveling with a friend, of course you're taking photos of each other. But you are traveling to somewhere you've been so many times and all the locations you're going to are not exciting and new. But they are exciting and new in the context of post-COVID. Of this,
oh my God.
Post-slash-mid-COVID world.
You literally have. Once you win Dancing with the Stars, get overseas. It is unbelievable. The feeling has not died down. I've been here a week and I'm still every day so grateful to be in another country. Wow. I cannot believe it. It's made me feel 25. Like I just feel so young and like back and vibrant and my world feels full again with like just new things. And it's like that is the meaning of life in many ways. It's like expanding your universe. And like putting yourself in like uncomfortable or new situations.
Yeah, that's so nice.
Yeah, so literally loving it.
And your bloody show's being moved to a bigger room.
Yeah, and well, yes, it is. And because it's selling well, but like I was like, I wish we could have just like sold it out rather than be like, it kind of feels like I was coming 10th in the race out of 100. You know, and then the goalposts just like got taken way, way further away. And now I'm like, oh my God, there's so much more to go. But I think it'll pay off, hopefully.
It will, definitely. Because those are still a while away as well, right? You continue to build towards that. How many shows have you done?
I've done 4 previews. And so like we kind of properly kick off now.
Wow. 4 previews and you're already doing that though. That's some buzz happening.
There's a bit of buzz, buzz, buzz. I know it's
Cool.
I'm just loving being in Melbourne, to be honest. And this morning I went for a swim at the Fitzroy pool. It's a 50-meter outdoor pool. And the vibe was amazing. Like it was so good. Just lots of like, it was just like maybe I'm gonna say like 15, just like quite obviously gay dudes like walking around in their speedos swimming in the lanes and like just like and then like a whole bunch of old people like you know just doing that low impact cardio and like I was like oh my God this is just like heaven.
Lord.
The vibe is so good. It was just like and it's such a beautiful pool complex and I was like I'm gonna come here every day. I'm gonna turn to bloody what's his name? Ian Thorpe.
Yeah. This Australian swimmer. Yeah. There's the Enthorpe swimming pool in Sydney, I believe.
Okay, I'll have to go there when I'm in Gay Sydney. Icon.
Queen of the week, Enthorpe.
Queen of the week, Enthorpe.
Queen of the week.
Did you know my new house? Minutes walk from a pool. So I you know which pool.
You know what you should do is you could sign. So if you have a membership, it's like 50. Oh, I mean, it's quite a lot, actually. But you should just go to that pool. For the use of the spa and the sauna and the steam room when they're working.
I know.
It was delightful. It's so good. I loved it.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to do it because I've been meaning to just get back into swimming properly and it's going to be so close to my house and I'm going to go there.
I would say don't do it yet. I think your plate's a little full.
My plate is a little full. but did you know I used to work at reception at that pool as well?
Did you?
Can you believe that? Yeah, me and Laura
Why Daniels. Would you... At Mount Albert Pool.
Mm-hmm. I worked there for like literally one school holiday.
You have never brought that up. And I have spent so much time at that pool.
I forget it. Is that the pool that you were going to? I thought you were going to a pool in Kingsland. And that's what I was always like, where is that pool?
I did my swimming lesson at Kingsland. And then, but it's too expensive to just, I'd have to have a full gym membership there. So I do my other regular swimming on my own at Mount Albert. I dip between pools.
Can you believe we're having this discussion on a podcast going out to people?
I think they're interested. I think they're like, people are like sitting in a bus being like, huh, interesting. Multiple pools.
Where they so he doesn't just swim at the one pool. He's actually got a second pool that he goes to.
This is the most the podcast has ever felt like two gay men in their 30s having a podcast.
Definitely.
But definitely. In the way that our fans were young and they grew up with us, you know, mm-hmm. they're also mature listeners.
Yeah, they probably go to two different pools.
I'd argue that, yeah.
Yeah, what's I reckon the most definitely out there.
Okay, what I mean, we should really wrap up because the sound quality of this podcast is gutter trash.
Yeah, 100%.
So do you want to dob anyone in this week?
Oh, who do I want to dob in? Honestly, myself.
Dobbing yourself into the cops.
Yeah, I'm dobbing myself into the cops.
You don't have time.
This morning I was panicked and Sina, who cleans at MediaWorks, was like cleaning around the coffee machine. And then I like still made my coffee and I was kind of in the way. And then I felt stink. And then I tried to get out of there fast. And then because of that, I actually took a mug that was dirty and I put my coffee in a dirty mug. And then I looked down, it was dirty. And I was like, Eli, you deserve this because you got in the way. Because we only had like a 3-minute song and I went out to do it and I was like, oh, I'm a bit in the way. And then I didn't feel like I was polite enough about it. And then later in the day, I was really trying to make it up. I was like, hey, Sina, how you going?
So she's not voting for you. She won't be voting for you for Dancing with the Stars. You lost one fan. You got to start being nice to everyone.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
I want to dob in. I went to the shops the other day, walking up the stairs, and some woman said to me, stay on the right side of the stairs to me. And I was like, you know what? You dobbed in, mate. You dobbed into the cops. It's a stairwell and the rules.
Sucks. The rules are loose.
I was the only person on the stairwell. I was and I was, if it was the London Tube, if it was, you know, the Sky Tower or whatever, like some important staircase, I get it. But not the bloody Uniqlo stairs or whatever. Like, get a grip.
Honestly, if it was the Sky Tower stairs, I reckon you're fine to walk wherever because I don't think many people are using them.
Are there stairs?
There's got to be. There can't just be a lift. What if there's a fire? What if the lift stops working?
God, I hope there is never a fire in the Sky Tower.
Imagine running down those stairs.
Oh, my God. I would do that. I would go up the top. And clip on and do this. They just have to do the bungee jump off.
Everyone's bungee jumping. Imagine you're all having dinner at the Sugar Club. They're like, sorry, guys, there's a fire. And the only way out is the bungee.
Do you reckon you would enjoy it?
Yeah. I reckon I'd look at Sam and I'd be like, this is going to be a good story someday. And then I go,
whoa! Carpe diem. And on that, we would like to thank you all for listening to this week's episode of The Male Gaze. Please.
We're sorry about the sound quality.
It'll be better. It'll be better next week. Mm. Love yous.
Love you guys.
I'm sorry, Mom. It's not a phase.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.